there, this is Calvin Corelli. I'm the founder and CEO of Simplero, here to teach you information marketing fundamentals so that you can crush your business with simplicity and ease. So next we're talking about what happens after people sign up for your lead magnet, right? So we have some PDF, maybe it's a checklist, maybe it's just like a five page kind of simple thing. Something that gives people like a perspective shift, something that gives people value right now, but not so much that it overwhelms them. And then in exchange for that, you've gotten their email address and now you can follow up with them. Well, how do you want to follow up? You basically want to keep providing value over email over several days of time. So first you can be like, hey, did you download that? And did you check that out? And did you see this thing? And like encourage them to actually consume the damn thing, because like a lot of people are just not going to do that. And so, but we want them to, because they're going to learn something that's important for them to learn in order to move them along in the journey to becoming a customer, right? Second, you want to do is you want to figure out what are the beliefs that people need to have in order to buy what it is that I intend to sell them. And if you've been following along, then you know that I advocate that you go for like, what is the biggest pain point that you can solve for people that have money to pay for you and are willing to pay a significant amount of money for it, right? And so what are the beliefs that they need to have, and what are the objections that they have, which are basically like, you know, kryptonite beliefs, right? They're beliefs that they currently have that are going to prevent them from buying. And so map those out as best as you can based on what you've heard and what you can just like empathize with people. What are the beliefs that they currently have, and what beliefs do you want them to have so that they become customers? And then your emails are basically addressing those beliefs one at a time. And the way that you overcome a belief or install a belief, if you will, quote unquote, install, is that you tell a story of how you used to believe the way that they do currently, and then this is what happened, and now you see it this way. That's it. You tell a story, simple as that. What was it? What is the current belief that you think they might have that you share or someone else shared? You could tell someone else's story too. What was the story? What happened that made them change that belief? And then like, where did they end up? And that's essentially it. So changing beliefs for people is extremely valuable, right? Our beliefs guide our entire set of behaviors, our actions, and ultimately our results. So if you can just change some beliefs in people that set them up for success better, for what they actually want better, then you've done them a tremendous value, a tremendous service. So serve them well by you know, modeling those beliefs for you that you want them to have. Another thing that's good to put in there is case studies and testimonials and results from people that are like them, so that they can resonate with and be like, oh my God, that person got that out of it. And that's going to resonate. And you can like do, I like to do sort of interaction stuff, just because like engagement and actually communicating with you builds affinity. And so like hit reply to this one and let me know, blah, 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 answer to this question, like, what is your biggest pain? What is your biggest frustration? Or what would it mean for you if you had this problem solved? Like, that is something called future pacing, where you're helping them imagine a future where they have this result. And then that's helpful to market, because now they start to believe in it and they want it. And then if you get them to reply and say, yeah, this is like, write it out, then that sort of just reinforces that in them, right? And of course you want to tell them about like what that you're offering something, but you want to like super push it all the time. Just like kind of mention it and like, if you're interested, I have this like in a PS, maybe I have this thing that has really helped a lot of people, and like, you know, hit reply or get in touch or click this link and to learn more about it. If you're interested, you know, based on what you learned previously about how people like to be sold to, right? So you design a sales process that matches how people actually like to be sold to, all right? So that's what happens after the lead magnet. And then what you typically want to do is you want to have a sequence that happens after they initially sign up that's kind of fixed. Like you definitely want to tell your story. You'll want to, like, basically your hero's journey. You want to relate to that you've been where they're at and that you overcame it and what your life is like now and that kind of stuff, like tell that story of you, that's going to bond them to you as well. And then, you know, hopefully during that period, you can set however long that is, like a week or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks or a month or 2 months or whatever, where there's a fixed set of emails that they get, because then you can tweak that over time and see, all right, what gets people to buy, what gets them to open, what gets them to click and engage. And then after that sequence has run out, you can put them on your main newsletter, which we'll talk about in a future video. So that's what you'll want to have happen after they get the lead magnet. You'll want that sequence to be matched with the lead magnet and the promise, right? You can reinforce some of the things that they got from the lead magnet because either they didn't actually read it or they forgot about it and whatnot. So that's fair game as well to just like, I mean, we all know this, right? We need reminders of the things we already know because it's we forget, right? Then we get distracted. So that's always valuable. And then, yeah, drive them towards that sales using whatever conversion mechanism. We'll talk about that. That's another kind of lingo thing. Then you'll be making some sales. All right. Great. I'll see you in the next video. Good luck with this. Thank you.